Draw us near to you, O Lord, especially to your precious bleeding side, the side where mercy is obtained, repentance is gotten, the side where we are washed into your righteousness by your high soap. Help us this evening. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before we sit, I'd like us to celebrate Jesus with a clap offering. And one of the reasons we are going to be celebrating Jesus is that our one and only mommy is plus one today. Can you do that better now? Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Please be seated in his presence. Congratulations to the Young Men Fellowship, whose week incidentally begins today with this communion. Let me appreciate also my father, His Grace, who is graciously seated amongst us today. Thank you, sir. Papa Deo, sir. And to all my very senior colleagues, good evening, and I covet the grace of God upon your life. 1 Samuel chapter 16, briefly. 1 Samuel chapter 16, from verse 17 to 18. 1 Samuel chapter 16, from verse 17 to 18, I read, "So Saul said to his servants, 'Provide for me someone who can play well. Bring him to me.' One of the young men answered, 'I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a man of valor, a warrior, prudent in speech, and a man of good presence. And the Lord is with him. Worthy is the Lamb.'" I pray that the Lord will be with us in Jesus' name. I want to speak briefly on what I titled, "The Power of Recommendation." The power of recommendation. And for those of us who are job seekers, who also apply for jobs, often at times, 101% times, at the end of our CVs, we add referees. True of us? What are those referees for? Contact these people, they will attest to my good behavior. They will attest to my character. They will attest to my competence. And most often than not, you end up putting one colleague, a senior colleague's name, then you add either a traditional ruler or your bishop. True or false? I'll give you this instance. In 2012, I was a young man working in a bank, and I applied through the chief business officer of my bank of the southern zone. He was in Port Harcourt while I was in Warri, and I applied through him to another bank, and the bank asked me to submit my CV. I did interview. We negotiated for salaries. They gave me offer letter. I replied to the offer letter stating that this is small, step it up a bit. But this was what happened. They stepped up beyond what I asked for. And that morning, I dressed up to go and sign my offer letter. And I was asked to go to what they call NRA Junction branch in Warri of that particular bank. And so I was to meet with the regional manager of that bank to sign my offer letter. So while we were talking, he wanted to know more about this young man who was crossing with two steps to his bank. And we were talking, and I made him to understand that I had helped him somewhere in a man's shop called Nanto Electricals, that Nanto was my client, and I was managing his account. And you came to buy materials. You didn't know him. Your money was not enough. But because you spoke so language, I told Nanto to release you, that you are my senior colleague. True or false? He said, yes, it is true. I said, okay, I am that young man. He was glad and was about giving me the letter. He now turned the back page of my CV and said, "Do you know this person?" I said, "Yes, sir." "I don't know about this person." The second person he was referring to is Right Reverend Babatunde Taiwo. Then was my bishop and I was his youth president. But the first person he pointed out was the chief business officer of my zone at that time. He said, "Do you know this person?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Who is he?" I said, "I started work with him as a PA." And then he left me in Benin and moved to Port Harcourt. And that's how I found myself in Warri. He said, because of this man, you will not get this job. This man built his house on my mother's grave. I begged him everything a man can beg a man, and he refused. Men and brethren, I lost that opportunity. Worthy is the Lamb. Now, that doesn't mean that your references are bad. I just want to tell you that it is that powerful. If he knew that man with good terms, I would perhaps start job on a good note. Praise the Lord. So where we read in 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Bible had introduced us to a man whom the Spirit of the Lord had departed from, King Saul. The Spirit of the Lord departed from him, and the evil spirit came to torment him. And Saul was seeking for solution to his problem, like every one of us who seek for solution to any challenge of life around us. And as he was interacting with perhaps his medical team, they said to him, this one has defied medical attention, but this one can be solved by a musician, someone who is good in playing stringes. If this person plays stringes, the holy stringes, and plays the songs of the Lord to you, the evil spirit will perhaps leave you, and the Spirit of the Lord will be restored back to you. Anybody who is facing a challenge and you give the person a solution, you have solved the problem 50%. Saul was not a minus to that group. So Saul accepted the recommendations of the best. Remember, he was king over Israel. He accepted the best recommendations and said, look among you who can do this job. Who can play stringes for me? And a young man, the Bible introduced him. Another version said, and a servant of the king said unto him, I have seen a son of Jesse who is well good in playing stringes, a man of valor, a man who also is of good speech, and his appearance is comely. Worthy is the Lamb. Can I ask somebody, as the Lord will create a vacancy for you this morning, or this evening rather, that the Lord creates a vacancy for you that will announce you, who will give you recommendation? But before the Lord will give us that opportunity, we will ask of him to open doors that only us can solve. It was only David that was mentioned in that meeting. For as long as the scripture is concerned, David was the best. If you read verse 20, the Bible said, and the king sent chariots to the house of Jesse. There was no negotiation. They bundled David to come and live in the palace. Remember the preceding verses of that scripture. Samuel had gone to the house of Jesse to anoint David a king. But having been anointed a king, David can never enter the palace on his own accord. Something has to happen that will take him to the palace. And he needs to learn the language and culture of the palace. You don't jump steps. You grow from one stage to the other. If he came in as only a man of valor, he will make mistakes. Remember, the only qualification Saul had to be king over Israel, according to the scriptures in the same 1 Samuel, is that the whole Israel saw that he was a tall, handsome man. And they said, behold, this one is handsome, he is tall, and he is fitting to be a king. And when we go to war, he will command us. They needed a commander for war. They didn't need a king. Worthy is the Lamb. So the good Lord provided unto David a platform to enter the palace and begin to learn the ways of a king. And he learned very well. I pray for somebody that when the Lord God gives us an opportunity to learn at the feet of the masters, that we may learn well in Jesus' name. So that when the time for recommendation comes, that's why the Bible said, I have found in my son David, and with my sacred oil have I anointed him. He didn't disappoint God in small things. And so when it was time for big things, God allowed him through music to be announced. In Philippians chapter 2 from verse 19, the Bible introduced us to a man called Apostle Paul. He was writing to a church he had planted before. And he said to them, I commend into your hands Timothy, For he is a good man who cares about the souls of men and not himself. Only him is with me, and I send him to you that he may shepherd over you. There was vacancy in the church in Philippi to become a pastor. Paul couldn't have sent any other person. Remember, the Bible said that John Mark should bring my coat for me. And who? Demas has left me, having forsaken the gospel and cared for the cares of this world. And so Timothy became the best candidate that Paul was sending with his letter, writing a recommendation for him. Paul went on to say he is a faithful man, diligent, and he can teach sound doctrines. Worthy is the lamp. As we rise and build like gentlemen that God has called us to rise and build, every young man in this dispensation, and the conference theme for us is to rise and build. Can we begin to rise and build healthy relationships that will recommend us for better things? David was not there when that young man recommended him. Timothy was not there when Paul recommended him. Often at times, our rise never comes from men who know us, and we have gone to beg and curry for favor, reporting everybody we can report along the line, presenting ourselves as the best. Sometimes, it takes a gate man who is at the gate to tell the oga what is happening inside. Remember the story of Esther and her uncle. Someone will need to recommend you. Someone will need to recommend me. What will that person write? Somebody will soon ask me, but is it in the Bible? Yes, sir. In Job chapter 1 from verse 14, the Bible said, and when the sons of God came to heaven to present themselves, Lucifer also came. And God asked him, where comest thou from? And he said, to and fro the earth. And God said to him, have you considered my servant Job? God wrote recommendation for Job. Who is writing your recommendation? I know very well that in the past 2 weeks, sir, I came to my oga and said, can I use your stamp? He said, what for? The very reverend, my presbyter. He said, what for? I said, there's a young man. He lives in the UK. I have known him for 6 years. And he got a job. And they said, only a clergy will write. Sir, you don't know him. I know him, but I need your stamp of authority. He said, who is this man? I said, he's my brother-in-law. Shekinah. So he's not a stranger. And because I have told him the story of this young man before the guy left Nigeria for UK, he understood very easily what I was talking about. They sent that document for me, poor me in Nigeria, driving Uber, recommending somebody in UK. Worthy is the lamp. God can still use you from your Accra spot to recommend a medical doctor in UK. It's not too far from your hands. Can you rise to your feet as we begin to ask that the Lord will create space for us, that when it is time for us to be recommended, we will not be left aside in Jesus' name.